You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 27th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. France has begun confronting its colonial history, highlighted by the recent return of human remains to Madagascar. This act marks a pivotal moment in addressing historical injustices and cultural restitution. The return of King Touaré's skull and those of two warriors is a landmark event and the first restitution under a new law simplifying the return of human remains. French Prime Minister François Bayrou announced this decision. The remains were taken by French troops during the seizure of Madagascar in August 1897. King Touaré was beheaded during negotiations for his surrender. The skulls have been held at Paris's Natural History Museum since 1899. The 2023 law simplifies the process for returning human remains, making it necessary for the return of King Touaré and the two warriors. The 1897 seizure involved military conquest and violence, with French soldiers massacring hundreds of natives and beheading leaders like King Touaré. The retention of the skulls exemplifies the broader impact of French colonialism, including the appropriation of cultural and human remains. Ongoing efforts to return these items reflect a contemporary reckoning with this past. Pierre Ouzoulias, a communist senator, stated that France has not yet finished its process of coming to terms with its colonial past, underscoring the long journey ahead. The return of human remains and cultural artifacts is significant for addressing historical injustices and fostering reconciliation. It acknowledges Madagascar's history and sovereignty and serves as a powerful symbol of healing. The French government is preparing a new law to fast-track the return of artworks looted during the colonial era. This bill aims to speed up the return of colonial-era artworks to their countries of origin. Currently, the return of each item requires individual parliamentary approval, which can take years. This proposed law is part of legislative efforts that have already addressed Nazi-looted art and human remains, both approved in 2023. The Quai Branly-Jacques Chirac Museum in Paris holds the majority of the estimated 90,000 African works in French museums, according to a 2018 report commissioned by President Emmanuel Macron. Despite recent efforts, France has returned a limited number of artifacts to African nations, with only 27 works returned in the past 6 years. This includes 26 royal treasures from Dahomey, returned to Benin in 2021, and a talking drum returned to Ivory Coast earlier this year. Since President Macron's 2017 pledge, France has returned only 30 objects to a handful of African countries. The proposed artwork restitution law, if approved, would ease the return of cultural goods by removing the requirement for individual parliamentary votes for each item, potentially increasing the pace and scope of returns. The new law for human remains and the proposed bill for colonial-era artworks aim to streamline the process. The return of King Touaré's skulls is the first decision under the new law, suggesting more restitutions may follow. The French government discussed a bill on July 30, 2025, designed to speed up the restitution of artworks looted during the colonial era. If approved, this law would facilitate the return of cultural goods from France's national collection, originating from states deprived of them between 1815 and 1972. The current legislation requires individual parliamentary votes for each item, while the new law aims to streamline that process. It covers works obtained through theft, looting, or coercion. The return of human remains and cultural artifacts is seen as a significant step toward addressing historical injustices and fostering reconciliation. The broader push for restitution by countries like Benin for full restitution indicates a strong desire from African stakeholders to reclaim their heritage. Copyright, African Elements.